Well, Lee, you came so close to getting a good result tonight, but in the end, disappointment.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you know, points aren't even enough, but it would have been a good point against a very, very good team who showed their versatility because they've changed their team around to adapt to the conditions and the style of the pitch. And they've done it very well, and it shows you the quality they have. Good players can adapt to any type of surface.
In the first half, you were the better team, weren't you?
I think we've gone toe-to-toe with them in every aspect. The disappointing thing for me is we've conceded from a throw-in and a corner kick, which is always disappointing. And, you know, half chances that we've had. We didn't deserve to lose the game. Whether we deserve to win it's another thing, but, you know, that point might be crucial, so frustrated.
And the goal that you got, OK, it was an own goal, but that was the least you probably deserved tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was one of the few times in the second half we put the ball in the box. You know, we've got to realise what the pitch is about and just have a real good look at what we're doing. And I'm frustrated because, you know, it's a blow that we've lost the game.
Yeah, and just in the end, just I suppose you just switched off for a fraction, and Lee Tomlin, he only needs a little bit of space, doesn't he, to loft the cross.
We've always telling the players about going out to stop crosses. It seems to be a dying trait in the game in any way in general. People going out to stop crosses, those the type of defenders, few and far between. So, we're frustrated, group of people in the dressing room this evening.
I can see why you're desperate to get Dom Telford signed up, because he was lively again tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very good. And I've got to say, I thought Gary Medine showed some good flashes when he came on, showed his ability. I think he's going to be an asset for us. And one that we obviously got at the end of the season, but hopefully we can take that beyond that. Once the end of the season comes, we can revisit it, because I think he'll be an asset. But yeah, young Dom and young Henry once again. It's tough for these boys, you know, they're just coming into it and it's a relegation battle, pressure's on, but they're handling that terrifically well, and they're shining lights for us, so really pleased with our contribution.
Yeah, and certainly no lack of confidence from Henry Cameron, the way he carries the ball upfield, and perhaps he just needs a little bit more support up there in that final
third. I mean, unfortunately, the pitch probably doesn't help him when he's doing his little mazy dribbles that he's very good at, you know, and it slows it down, you know, when he's got that change of pace, but I'm really excited by what they've done, and I think that temperament in what's been difficult circumstances has been terrific.
You've got one eye now on next season, and whichever division you're going to be in, or you still think you can do this?
Well, no, I've got one eye on next season in terms of I'm hoping it's still in the Championship. But whether it's in the Championship or it's a worst-case scenario and it's League One, you know, youth and young hungry players and energy and pace is how you become successful. Look at the top teams, they play with all that. You know, I'm watching Chelsea, they've got power and pace, young players, coupled with some experienced old heads. And so we have to, you know, that's what I'm doing, looking to the long term, but hopefully these young players can come in and do well in the short term as well.
It's on to Nottingham Forest next at home on Saturday, another chance to make amends for tonight.
Must win. If we're going to give ourselves a chance, must win game. You know, I was in my own mind, I was thinking a minimum of 4 points. I was hoping it would be 6, but no. Obviously, we haven't gotten any tonight, so the maximum we can get is 3. But yeah, we need to do that on Saturday.
Can I ask you about Jose Cubero, because he's not been involved again tonight. There are suggestions that he might be leaving the club soon. Is there anything in that at all?
To go where?
Maybe go overseas.
I mean, impossible.
Has there been any contact at all?
Impossible. The room window's shut overseas.
So there's no way that he can leave the club at this stage? And you won't want him
in
to
this
anyway.
Country? He could. But I've never had any inquiries. So, unless there's an overseas market that's still open, because I know sometimes it's a little bit different, but I think we're that far since the transfer window's shut. I think we're over a week now, aren't we? So, I think most of them, all of them are closed. Is that another rumour that's going the rounds?
And
it seems to be a regular occurrence at this football club, doesn't it? I've never known anything like it. Played for some of the biggest ones in the country and never had this hasn't happened.
So how close is he to being involved at the minute then?
Not very close, to be honest.
And is that just a fitness issue?
Yeah, tempo of the game and, you know, playing at the Championship speed, etc., which Jose knows about. He's only had one game back against Carlisle since his injury. I think he needs a bit more time, so Don't know where that story's originated from.